الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا ورسولنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. We praise and glorify our Lord, our Creator, our Sustainer and Protector, and we only surrender, submit, and worship Him, the One and Only, the Everlasting. And we send peace and blessings and salutations upon our noble, beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and upon his purified family and the noble companions, and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. My respected elders, youngsters, brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon us all on this blessed and noble day of Jumu'ah in the sacred home and sanctuary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May our hearts be strengthened, may our hearts be purified, and may our actions be those that are in accordance to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Over the last few weeks, we began our journey on understanding the unity of all of the prophets and their message delivered by them to all of their communities. We talked about the greatness of Sayyidah Maryam as a role model for us all, our mothers, our daughters and our sisters. And then we talked about the life of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and how each and every nation has its festivals, has its celebrations. And whilst we respect and acknowledge and revere Nabiyina Isa alayhi salam, nevertheless we follow our traditions and our religion and our way of life, because this is what has been given to us. Just the way we wouldn't mismatch different animals and put them together to create a human being, neither do we miss and match and collect different traditions and say this is who we are. We are who we are as defined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as defined by the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and therefore it is important for us to maintain the purity and the strength of our identity and the core of who we are without assimilating and without diluting ourselves and our iman and our aqeedah. Lakum deenukum waliyadeen, for them is their way of life, and for us is our way of life. That was a summary of the last few weeks of Jumu'ah. Today we come on to a different topic, which is also very relevant to us all here. So as the year of 2021 concludes, because we are on the precipice, on the edge of the year 2021 in the Gregorian calendar, there are many things that all of us will perhaps read about, or read the report and reflect upon. The major thing that all of us will reflect upon and read about is the COVID-19, the pandemic that began and is still continuing, and it is causing so much chaos throughout the world and within our lives. We also know about the global supply chain and how it is affecting us. There's short supply of so many commodities, so many items, and here we are all stuck in that same situation. We throughout in this year as well, these are just some of the highlights. We saw the withdrawal of the USA and other countries from Afghanistan, and how Taliban retook the power to their own country. We saw the Capitol riots in America and the new president that came through. we see in the civil wars, the various civil wars that are ongoing, that have continued in Africa, in the Middle East, in Asia, throughout the world. We heard about the Olympics, we saw Boris Johnson come to power and see the havoc and the chaos that he has created consequently as well. We have seen the pressure on the NHS. We have seen our loved ones fall ill. Some of those have recovered. We have seen our loved ones, our family members pass away and return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have suffered hardship. We have suffered ease. We have suffered happiness and joy. We have suffered so many things. However, in spite of all of the micro and the macro events that have taken place throughout the year 2021, what still continues? The world still continues to revolve. Insan still continues to exist, and people are still continuing to live. So what actually has changed? Have you changed? Has the trials and tribulations and difficulties made you change, made you better, made you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or are you still the same? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا, that people will be afflicted by hardship, by poverty, by difficulty, and even by earthquakes that will literally shake us. And we have been shaken as individuals, as communities, as a nation, as humanity, as a civilization. But have we actually woken up? Have we actually changed? Have we realized the difference that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to make in our lives? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has reminded us, وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا, that we will change their state from a state of fear, and then we will grant them peace and serenity. So through the year we have found some normality as the restrictions have been lifted, and that khawf and that fear has gone to a certain degree, but then it is coming back again. And the reason why it's coming back again is because we ourselves have not changed. We have not changed the state of our heart, our minds, our connection, our proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, therefore these are days that we alternate between insan. You have the days of the highs and the lows, you have the days of ease, and you have the days of difficulty. So there is a huge amount that we can reflect upon, that we can read upon, that has happened so far in this particular year. But I want you to focus on the word read, which is what will be one of the main focal points in our discussion today, to read something. But what do you actually read? You need to read a book or something of that particular regard. So with remains, with the what remains in all of these things, whether there is a COVID, whether there is a pandemic or supply chain or war, all of these situations, everything will come and go or change with time, but what remains is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa al-hayy, and is one who is the ever-living, the everlasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who establishes everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of the intricate and intimate details within our lives, the difficulties that we face, the situations that we have been through. Allah is aware of our actions. He is aware of our plight. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us a very important lesson, that He is the one who has allowed all of these things to happen. He is the one who is challenging us all in these situations. And He is the one that is ultimately in control. Therefore, we must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the core messages of 2019 or 20 or 21 and going on into 2022. That we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is in control of all of our affairs, and know and recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who can change our state, who can change our heart, when we ourselves turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُ الْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ فَاعْبُدْهُ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ, that everything which is in the heavens and the earth, everything is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your hal, your kayfiyah, your state, your plight, your difficulty, everything is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything returns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want to be in a state of peace, if you want to be in a state of sukoon and itmi'nan, then you also need to return yourself back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means to surrender and submit back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single matter and affair goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you see, in your personal lives and also throughout 2021, insan has not been returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If anything, we think the masjids are closed, there's difficulty in the masjids, or I don't have time to pray and I've got so many other problems and difficulties, I need to isolate and keep away from everything. Whereas the reality is we should be turning more and more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather than turning away and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that He is the one in power, He is the one in control, He is the one who changes all these affairs. Therefore you turn to Him, fa'abudhu, worship Him, submit to Him, surrender to Him, and have reliance and yaqeen upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one of the core messages of 2021, to turn to Allah, to recognize Allah, to worship Allah, to have yaqeen and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unaware of the things that you do and the things that you are going through. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ سَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ فَتَعْرِفُونَهَا. And praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see all of the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed around you. Everything from the life and the death, from the difficulty, from 2019 to 2020 to 2021. These are all ayat and signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show you the power, the might, the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for you to recognize these signs and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَعْرِفُونَهَا, so that you can recognize, acknowledge these things solely and only come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unaware of the things that you do. So the things that you have done in 2021, you know what you have done. You know how close you have got to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know how distant you have been from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know how much you have practiced your deen. You know how good you have become as a son, as a father, as an individual, as a Muslim. You know these things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of these things as well. It's not something that we can deny. But if you know these things, then what have you done? What will you do? What will happen now in the following year? This is a question that you need to answer for yourself. So with the new year comes a new opportunity, an opportunity of reflection. Many, many people every single year have resolutions. I'm going to go to the gym. This is one of the biggest resolutions. You have resolutions for your finances, that this is how I'm going to spend my money, etc. This is how I'm going to budget. We have reflections and resolutions on your personal things and achievements that you want to do in your life. You have intellectual resolutions, emotional ones. I'm going to read this, I'm going to travel, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. You have so many resolutions, but we know that as strong as they come, that is how strongly they go away, and very few of us actually continue to remain steadfast on those resolutions. But for us as Muslims, we should realize that all new beginnings should actually take us back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single beginning is a reminder for us of where you began, where you came from, and ultimately where you will also return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today is a new day without a doubt, and tomorrow will be a new year. But it is a blank page, it is a new chapter where you can decide what to write in your life. And without doubt, whatever you decide and whatever you do, it will be recorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that very same thing will be read back to you on the day of Qiyamah. So remember the thing I highlighted at the beginning of reading topics and understanding topics. Similarly, everything has been a record for us. And you need to reflect upon these things in order to better yourself. And this new year, you need to decide what you want to do. You need to decide what you want to write on your new chapter, in your new book. in your particular book, and this very same book will be read back to you on the day of Qiyamah of your actions and your deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. That every single individual around his neck, his fate will be placed for him, and this will be taken out and this will be presented to him on the day of Qiyamah. اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. That read your book, your chapter, your story. This is what you have written. These are the actions that you did. Nobody else forced you or compelled you. You decided to do these things in this particular year, in this particular year, in this particular month, in this particular week. These are your deeds and these are your actions. And you are sufficient for yourself as a witness for the actions that you did. مَنْ اِهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever is guided for himself and he benefits himself. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَضِلُّ عَلَيْهَا. And that person who is misguided, he only misguides himself. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. And you will not be held accountable or put under the burden of other people. You are accountable for yourself. Your book of deeds, your actions, your resolutions, your decisions, it is entirely up to you what you have decided thus far, and now it is entirely up to you what you decide to do in the new year with the new opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you. Every single day is an opportunity. From Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah is an opportunity. From month to month is an opportunity. Year to year is an opportunity. What you do it is entirely up to you, and it is your prerogative. For you will read these things about what happened in these previous years, and you will decide whether they were good or bad. But know that every single action that you do, that is being recorded for you. So reading has two elements: to read something and to see what is written actually in those particular things. So we see in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this book. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That elevated, most prestigious, most honorable book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherein there is no deficiency whatsoever. There is no discrepancy whatsoever. It is there sent as a guide for all of those people. This is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that we tell other people to be good. We tell other people to carry out righteous actions, but we ourselves forget to do those particular things. So yes, it's very easy to say do this, do this, do this, but are we doing those things ourselves? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَةِ. That those people who were given the book and they recite the book as it should be recited and they act upon that book, these are the true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The book that was given to them by the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The book that also is recorded on your particular shoulders by the angels as well. And the book, the very same book, your book of deeds and your book of records will be given to you either in your right hand or it will be given to you at the back of your hand, in your left hand. This is entirely up to you. So the book is a very, very important concept in the Islamic tradition, and reading is also a very, very important command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. So as I said at the beginning, that new years and new beginning always should take us back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this particular new year, I want us to return back to the beginnings of Islam, the beginning of who we are and our identity, and reflect upon these particular verses of the glorious Quran. The very first command given to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the command of reading, was the command of اقرأ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ. To read, to recite, but in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created us. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنَ عَلَقْ. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنَ عَلَقْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from this congealed thing. اِقْرَأْ وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمْ. Recite, for your Lord is the most generous one. الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمْ عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. These are the first very, very important verses of the Quran that were revealed unto all of mankind. And it tells us, takes us back to the beginning of Islam. And this is a message that I want to share with you for the beginning of the new year. Go back to this. of reading, of reciting, of reflecting, of pondering, of connecting, of seeking knowledge, that knowledge which will enable you to discover your Lord who is the most generous, the most kind, the most benevolent, the Lord who created you and protects you and guides you, the Lord who gives you everything. Seek that knowledge which will lead you to discover yourself and your purpose here in the dunya. This is where knowledge takes us. And the ummah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the ummah of iqra, is the ummah of reading, is the ummah of reciting, is the ummah of knowledge, is the ummah that learns and seeks and discovers. And this is something that we need to do in the new year, to seek and understand and to implement and to preserve and to share the knowledge given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the new year, we can have many, many resolutions as we've discussed thus far. But the biggest and the most important message that we need to have for each and every one of us is to go back to Iqra, is to go back and to recite the Qur'an and to read the Qur'an, to understand the Qur'an and turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And returning back to the beginning. And if you look at the beginning of Islam, there are five most important surahs that were revealed. And these are the five most important things that if you were to read and recite and understand and reflect and act upon, it will take you your entire year just to cover these five particular surahs if they're done in the right and the correct manner. The first is Surah Al-Alaq, which is ayah 1 to ayah 5, but you can read the entire surah and you will see its deep and profound meaning. And then you can go to Surah Al-Qalam, which is the next surah which is revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Surah Al-Muzzammil, and Surah Al-Muddathir, and then Surah Al-Fatiha. These are the five particular surahs in succession that were revealed. And if you take this as a new beginning for yourself and for the new year, and you reflect upon these five particular surahs, recite them, read them, memorize them, revise them, reflect upon them, and share them out, then your entire year will be that of fruit and benefit and khair and goodness. If you look at Alaq, it is the command to learn sacred knowledge. Not just knowledge of the dunya, not just secular knowledge of quantum physics and biomechanics and various other things. Those are the ilm of the dunya and they will stay in the dunya. But this knowledge transforms you and your soul and purifies you and brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refines you and defines you and gives you purpose and maqsad and hadaf and goal and objectives in your life. This is the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to learn and to seek. That compulsory knowledge which takes us from jahiliyyah and takes us to ilm and takes us to hidayah, takes us from darkness, min al-zulumati ila al-nur, and takes us to the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Al-Qalam, this is the second surah that was revealed, which shows us the necessity and the importance of improving our character. Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. So take your knowledge, but don't allow that knowledge just to sit there. Let that knowledge transform you and guide you and transform your character, which is exactly what it did to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We need to show through our character the beauty of our religion, the beauty of Islam, the beauty of our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, through our actions and through our words. Character can't just be fake that you smile at people just for the sake of it, but behind them you are swearing and you are horrible to that individual. Learn, recite, read and reflect upon Surah Al-Qalam and learn about this. Surah Al-Muzzammil, this is the vertical dimension and the connection of spirituality that we need. As you know, Salah became fard after Isra and Mi'raj, but before that the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would perform tahajjud every single night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records this in Surah Al-Muzzammil, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ أَوْ انْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. So this is a special mercy in which enables you to de-stress and connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the tahajjud. And there is no closer time that you can meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except at the time of tahajjud, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and majesty descends onto the earth and you can really get close and connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is another important surah that we can act upon, read about and reflect upon, and especially in this new coming year. Surah Al-Muddathir, the horizontal dimension, which is the social aspect, the communication and the interaction with society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, قُمْ فَأَنْزِرْ. Get up and go and interact and talk and remind these people and warn these people. Interact with these people. So if you see the beginnings of Islam, of knowledge, of seeking knowledge, improving yourself, improving your character, connecting yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then interacting and engaging with your society. And then the fifth surah that was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in succession was Al-Fatiha, which is the psychological shift, taking yourself away from pessimism towards optimism, which is what Al-Fatiha means, the opening of your life, the opening of your journey, the opening of your heart, the opening of your mind and your emotions. And it teaches you to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to open your life towards positivity. So we can take so many things from 2021, but what will you write in your new chapter in the new year? You are the writer, you are the author, it is your book. And this same book will be placed around your neck and will either be given to you in your right hand or your left hand. What you decide to do in the 2022 is entirely up to you. But reflect upon the beginnings of Islam, reflect upon these five particular surahs, and you can transform yourselves and the lives of others, insha'Allah al-Aziz. وَقُولِ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا.